Hey, this is SD along with Lady V. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. And you have just tuned in to Lady V's weekly devotional episode. And I am certain it is not by chance. So stick around. You just may get exactly what you need. Today's food for thought is coming out of the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, with a devotional called The Awakening to Light. It's the meal that will surely set you free. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. That was John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, the New Living Translation. When I was a child, the darkness frightened me because I couldn't see. I stumbled around in the dark as if I were blind. As soon as I'd find the light switch, it was like I'd been saved from the creatures that lurked in the darkness. As I got older, I faced another kind of darkness that a simple light switch couldn't fix for me. The darkness of evil that lurked around every corner. Racism, injustice, hatred, bondage to sinful ways. This kind of darkness can only be overcome by the light, Jesus. He is the light of love, the Word of God. Jesus is that light from the beginning. A beginning where everything made was created through Him. Sadly, not everyone has revelation of this yet. That is why those of us that know of Jesus must tell of His great love and sacrifice for the world. John the Baptist was born to tell about this light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John would tell about the light of the world, the true light, the long-awaited Savior of the world, the Son of God, the Creator of life and eternity. He is fully God and fully human. His life is the light to all humanity. His love is greater than anyone could ever put into words. But I still try. I can describe Jesus as love personified, a love that gave His life for those He loved. Jesus was and is the perfect sacrifice for a sinful world. The truth is, I could not know how to love without first knowing Jesus, who is love. I didn't realize how much God loved me until His Word became a part of my living, moving, and being. Jesus can teach you how to love. You love your neighbor as yourself. Do you love yourself? If so, then love on others. But if not, get to know Jesus. He'll help you with that. In all that Jesus embodies, you learn how much God truly loves you. Then you can pass that love on to others. And let's face it, the world needs love. That love is God. He is that lamp to our feet and light to our path. Jesus, the Word. God's Word anchors you to the source of all that is good. I find Jesus when I read the Word of God. He is the Word made human. His Word carries power, strength, direction, peace, healing, revelation, grace, and truth. And you'll see what you couldn't see before when stumbling in the darkness. For those of us that follow him, Jesus lights our path as we walk through life and difficult times. He changes one on the inside and begins to rearrange one's behaviors and desires. He opens our eyes to righteousness and purifies our hearts. As a result, motives are now based around following his example by walking in love and the fruit of righteousness. Someone that cares for the lives of others. Jesus Christ came to save. There's no valley too low that he will not come to find the lost. There's no pit too dark that he can't deliver you out of. And if you're wondering, his word says, if you seek him, you will find him. There's no person that seeks after him that will get rejected. Jesus is waiting, watching, and calling. Come, follow me. There's forgiveness in his arms. That's amazing grace. I once was blind, but now I see. I found Jesus, but really, he had already found me. I was so deep in a pit of sinful darkness that I didn't see a way out, but God had other plans for me. God sent me a Savior. So, in giving my life to Jesus, he shines so brightly in times of trouble, and when trouble shows up, I remember that I am not alone. He has promised to deliver me out of my troubles. He has promised that in the darkest valley, he is with me. He comforts me. He keeps on saving me. He guides my steps. Jesus lights the way to all that is true, all that is right, and all that is eternal. I follow him because he is my Savior. I couldn't have gotten this far in life without him. I'm awakened to his light and his love. I try to stay close to Jesus. It is because his light shining through me will light the way for others to see love, know love, and have love. He is the light. So be awakened to light, the brightness of his love, the one true God and Savior of the world, the Word made human, the light of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Be awakened to Jesus. Once I was blind, but now I see. Have faith in God. Jesus is Lord.
If you were encouraged in any way, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new hope-filled content. For more of Lady V's uplifting devotionals, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/devotionals. While you are there, if you like our content, feel free to buy us a coffee. We would appreciate your support. Follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Do you like merch with positive messaging? Go on over to our online store. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.